Be'ezras Hashem b'li'neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. And for a continued foolish slammer for David Meir ben Mendel. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And we left off at the words Amar Rav Sheshes, the last word on the line, six lines down on Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Good morning, Jeremy, Yosef, Dr. Joe, Mordechai, Reb Zalman, Avi, Yitzhak Yosef, and Gershon Eitan. Let's just set the table from yesterday's daf so that we can know what was going on. So at the very end of yesterday's daf, we quoted the words of Rav Chista in explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a man is married to two wives, one of them is a ketana and one of them is a chareshes. So even though both of those marriages are marriages midrabanan, however, they're not exactly the same. And therefore, doing yibum or chalitza to one of them will not exempt the other one if they both fall in front of yibum. There's two different levels of marriage. And basically, Rav Chista held that the difference is as follows, that when you're married to a ketana, it's a suffek marriage. Suffek fully married and suffek not married at all, which we're going to explain a little bit more today. As opposed to when you're married to a chareshes, it's like a half marriage. So ketana is suffek full marriage, suffek no marriage, and chareshes is a half marriage. Because they're different, that's why there's different halachas, if they both fall for yibum. And basically, what the Gemara said yesterday is when they both fall for yibum, first you do yibum to the chareshes, and then you divorce her, and then you wait with the ketana till she becomes a gedola, and then you give her a chalitza. That's what you should do in that case. And now the Gemara is going to begin today's daf with bringing a proof for Rav Chista. Amar Rav Sheshes. Hachi nami mistavra kid the commentary, it's Rav Chista ali with the Rav. Rav Chista's answer according to Rav is probably correct. It makes a lot of sense, namely that a chareshes is a half kinyan and a katana is suffic full kinyan, suffic no kinyan. What's his proof? His proof is the sanikos he learned in a braisa. Shnei achin nisuin shtei achayos ketana v'chareshes. If you have two brothers married to two sisters, one of them was below bas mitzvah, ketana, and one of them was a chareshes. So what's the halacha? Meis bala shel ketana, if the husband of the ketana dies, So now the ketana falls in front of the other brother, chareshes yotze beget. So now what does he have to do? So now the guy's married to the chareshes midrabanan, but maybe the ketana is a full marriage. So he divorces his wife, the chareshes, because she now becomes usher on him, because it's achos zikukaso, because maybe the ketana is a stronger kenyan, and therefore the zika pushes away his own wife, the chareshes, is not allowed to be married, because he's not allowed to marry to his own wife, who's the sister of his zikuka, which might work. Uktana tamta not shetagdil v'tachlots, and the ketana, he has to wait until she becomes a gedola. He can't do yibum to her because she's the sister of the girl who he's been married to till this point. So, and maybe the ketana's nothing, right? That's the tzad that maybe it's nothing. So therefore, he has to wait till she gets to be a gedola and she does chalitza. However, what about the other way around? Meis bala shel chareshes. Let's say the husband of the deaf girl passes away. So now the chareshes falls in front of the husband of the ketana. Meis bala shel chareshes. Ketana yotze beget. Same story. He has to divorce the ketana because she's usher. Because maybe the ketana is nothing and it's achos zikukaso. Maybe the ketana is zero and the chareshes is real, is more zika than the ketana. Right? Maybe she's not knuya at all. So it's just like he's living with her in sin, but they're not married at all. She's a ketana. And therefore, maybe the chareshes is zika is real. So he's got to divorce the ketana.
The Chareshes Asur La'olam. He can't marry the Chareshes because maybe the Kenyan of the Ketana was good, and this is Achos Ishto. And he can't do Chalitza to her because a Chareshes can't do Chalitza. So she's stuck forever. She can't do anything. V'imba'al HaChareshes. Now here's going to be the key point. Let's say he violates the din. He violates the din and he has Yibum. He does Yibum with the Chareshes. After he divorces his wife who's a Ketana, he has Yibum with the Chareshes. He violates the din. No sein la get v'hutra. He gives her a get and she's muteres l'shuk, m'manavshach. If the Ketana was a full Kenyan, so there's no Zika, it's Achos Ishto. So there's no Zika. She goes out with nothing. And if the Ketana was zero, so the Chareshes is a legit Yivama, and therefore he did Yibum with her, so it's a good Yibum. So either way, he can give her a get without a Chalitza. Ah! And now the Gemara is going to prove from this case that that's the way it's got to be. That the, as I just explained it, basically the way I just explained it is the only way to explain it, that the Ketana is Suffolk fully married, Suffolk not married at all, and the Chareshes is half married. So this Braisa that we just quoted, let's remember, the Braisa had two cases, whether the husband of the Chareshes died or the husband of the Ketana died. Either way, right? We said, if the husband of the Ketana died, the Chareshes, he just divorces her, and the Ketana waits till she becomes a Gadol and gets Chalitza. If the husband of the Chareshes died, the Ketana goes out with get, the Chareshes is usher forever. And if you went ahead and violated and did even the Chareshes, you could just divorce her. Says the Gemara, I amr bishlama Chareshes knuya umishu yeres, Ketana knuya ve'ena knuya. So if we say like Rav Chista, within the opinion of Rav, that a Chareshes is half married, and a Ketana is suffolk fully married, or suffolk not married at all, Mishum Hachi, so therefore the third halach in the Braisa, Mishum Hachi, because of this, Mishum Hachi makes sense. Dechiba, right, there were three cases in the Braisa. One was where the Baal HaKtana died, then there was the Baal HaChareshes died, and then the third case is if he violated and he had relations with the Chareshes, then he just divorces her. Says the Gemara. Mishum Hachi, Baal HaChareshes nosin la get behutcha. He just gives her a get and she's motel l'shuk without a chalitza. Why? The Amis Memanavshach. Because we say, either way you look at it, the Chareshes will be okay just with a get. Why? E Ketana knuyahi. If the Ketana was a full Kenyan, Hanafka Mishum Achos Isha, then the Chareshes actually had no Zika at all, because it's his real wife's sister. She goes scot-free with nothing. V'ilav knuya, and if the Ketana wasn't married at all, shapir miyabim, so then the Yibum with the Chareshes was good. So he did Yibum and he can divorce her. Ela'i amris Chareshes knuya v'ena knuya. But if you say the other way around, that the Chareshes is a Suffolk Kenyan and the Ketana is a half Kenyan, if you say the other way around, Chareshes knuya v'ena knuya, and Ketana is knuya mishu yeres, and the Ketana is a half Kenyan, kiba al Chareshes amai nosin get v'hutra. Why, if you have relations with the Chareshes, after you divorced, let's say if you divorced the Ketana, and you now have relations with the Chareshes, amai nosin get v'hutra. Why, if you give her a get, does she become mutter? Why is she muteris without a chalitza? Since there's one side that says the Chareshes is a full Kenyan, and the Ketana is a half Kenyan, according to what we're saying now, so if the Chareshes is the wife of his, is the sister of his wife, which he had a half Kenyan with, he's not allowed to have relations with her, because it's a little bit Achos Isha. Havile Bia Psula. So his Bia with the Chareshes was a Bia Psula. Ubia Psula lo patra. And a Bia Psula does not exempt you from Yibum. So how in the world can he divorce her without a chalitza? Now the Gemara tries to reject this proof. The Gemara tries to reject the proof. Says Gemara, no. Maybe, really, the Ketana is half married and the Charesh is Suffolk, not married, Suffolk, yes, married. Says Gemara, no, maybe Hamani, maybe this price is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya, Damar, be a psula poteris mechalitza. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Nechemya, who said, no, even if you have a bia psula, that also exempts you from chalitza. So even though your relations with the chareshes was puzzle, nevertheless, by giving her a get, you're mad to her, says Gemara. No, you can't say this price is going like Rabbi Nechemya, who says a bia psula with a yavama that you're not allowed to have relations with. But if you go ahead and have relations with her, so then you're still exempt from chalitza. Says Gemara, no, I Rabbi Nechemya, ema seifa. If you want to say like Rabbi Nechemya, this price is not like Rabbi Nechemya, go look at the Sefer of the Brisa. The Sefer of that very same Brisa says, case number 4 in that Brisa, Misha hayanasu shtei yisomos, ketana v'chareshes. If a man was married to 2 girls, one was a ketana v'chareshes, umes, and the guy dies. So now the ketana and the chareshes fall before his brother for yibum. Ba yavam alak tana. Let's say the brother wasn't married at all. So ba yavam alak tana v'chazar ubala chareshes. If the yavam had relations with the ketana and for yibum, he does yibum to the ketana, and then after he does yibum to the ketana, he does yibum to the deaf girl. Chazar ubala chareshes. O sheba achiv. Or if there's another brother, so. But let's just to explain it. It's simplest to keep it in the case of the first one. Ba yavam alak tana. So chazar ba ala chareshes. If the yavam had relations with the tana, and then following that he had the relations with the chareshes, oh sheba achiv ala chareshes. Or the one brother did yibam with the tana, then another brother does yibam with the chareshes. Nesru shteyan alav. So both of them become asar on him. Let's explain this. The deaf one comes us on him, because if you assume the ketana was a kinyan gomor, so then there's no zika with the chareshes when he had relations with the ketana. So she's also with him, right? Because any girl who you did yibum to one sister, the other sister is usher, right? Eshes shnei mason. You don't do yibum to 2 sisters. Even though the ketana was mutter me'ikar adin, because if she really had a kinyan, she really is his yivama. The chacham asered her on the oven. We'll see why in a minute, why the chacham asered the ketana on the oven. Ketza takanasan. So what do you do in this case? Chareshes yotzeis beget. So if you had relations with the chareshes, so she goes out with a get. So she's mutter me'manavshach. If the kinyan of the ketana, who he married first, is a full kinyan, so the chareshes doesn't need a chalitza at all. And if the kinyan of the ketana was nothing, so then if the kinyan ketana was nothing, so the ketana wasn't zakuk to him at all, so then there was only one yavama, was the chareshes, and then it worked. So giving her a get will divorce her. Uktana tamta nachetag de v'tachlots. So again, you marry the chareshes first. Then you divorce her, and the ketana wait until she becomes a gedola and give her a chalitza. Even though meikar didn't get would have been enough, because you were mekayim in the midst of yibum with her. Nevertheless, the rabbis required a chalitza. We'll see why in a second. The reason why the rabbis required a chalitza is because we're afraid maybe you would marry the chareshes first. We'll see.
Suggested that the girls and sisters are.
No, no, I'm sorry. No, in this case they weren't sisters. No, in this case they weren't sisters. Correct. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Now, the Gemara is going to prove from this case, that you can't say that the author of this Brisa was Rabbi Nechemya, who said a bias iser is poter from chalitza. You can't say that, says the Gemara. Chareshes is knuya umishuyeres. Ketana knuya veina knuya, like Rav Chista said, v'rabbonon hi. And this is the opinion of Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Nechemya. So this fourth case of this brisa can only be understood if the chareshes is half married and the ketana is suffolk full married, suffolk not married, and the author of the Mishnah is Rabbanan against Rabbi Nechemya. But you can't say the other way around, that the chareshes is suffolk yes married, suffolk not married, and the ketana is half married, and the author is Rabbi Nechemya, who said that a bias iser exempt you from chalitza. You can't say that. Why? Let's explain. Iyamis bishlama chareshes knuya umishuyaris. Ketana knuya veina knuya v'rabbanani. So then we understand the braisa. Misham hachi, tamtenat shetagdil v'tachlos. That's why the ketana has to wait until she becomes a gedola and get chalitza. Why? The dilma kadimu ba chareshes bereisha. The rabbis were afraid maybe you'll go ahead and have relations with the chareshes first. You see, if you had relations with the ketana first, so that would be okay. But we're afraid maybe you'll come and have relations with the chareshes first. The chacham goes there. Maybe you'll have relations with the chareshes first and afterwards have relations with the ketana. And people will mistakenly think that this also, you can give a get to both of them. V'havale bias diktana biapsula. And that's a problem. El-Iyam is Rabbi Nechemya, but if you say that it's going like Rabbi Nechemya, what's the problem? Biapsula exempts you from Yibam. Ha'amar biapsula patra. El-Shmamina Rabbanani. Shmamina. So the Gemara says you have to prove from here you can't have a case of biapsula does not exempt you from Yibam. And therefore, the reason why you have to wait with the ketana till she becomes a gedola, and so you because we're afraid maybe you'll have relations with the chareshes first. So the Gemara proves shma mina. We can prove from here that a chareshes is half married, a ketana is suffolk full married, suffolk not married. We don't hold like Rabbi Nechemya that a biapsula exempts you from Yibam, and therefore, what you're supposed to do in this case is wait with the ketana till she becomes a gedola, and then give her a chalitza. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you another proof from the Mishnah, like Chachamim, that biapsula does not exempt you from chalitza. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Me Reisha Namishmamina. From the Reisha that we had the case of two sisters, from the Reisha of our Mishnah, the Mishnah has to be going like Chachamim, that a biapsula does not exempt you from chalitza. Me Reisha Namishmamina. Durabonani. From the Reisha of our Mishnah, we could also prove that this Braisa is going like Chachamim and not like Rabbi Nechemya. Dikatani, I'm sorry, from the ratio of the Braisa. Dikatani, because it says in the ratio of the Braisa, we had two brothers married to two sisters. One was a ketana, and one was a chareshes. Sisters, in this case, Yitzchak. This case is sisters. And the husband of the chareshes dies. So what does the husband of the ketana do? Im ba'al ha-chareshes. If the husband of the ketana has relations with the chareshes, nosen la get v'hutra. It says, you give her a get, and she's mutter. V'lo ketani, it doesn't say in the case of where the husband of the ketana dies, imba alaktana, if the other brother, imba alaktana nosin la get v'hutra. Right. Why don't you say the same thing if the husband of the One more time. The Gemara now is going to make another proof that the Mishnah is going like Chachamim, that a Bi Psul does not exempt him from Chalitza. One more time. Amar Vashi. Me'resha nami shmamina to Rabbanani. From the Resha, we could also learn that we're going like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Nechemia, that a Bi Psula, the Rabbanan say a Bi Psul does not exempt him from Chalitza. Diktari, because we learned in the Resha of the Brisa, by the case of two brothers who were married to Akhtana Chareshes, who were sisters, and the husband of the Chareshes dies, Im Baal HaChareshes, if the Yavam has relations with the Chareshes, Nosin Laget V'Hutra, V'lo Katani, Im Baal Akhtana, Nosin Laget V'Hutra. Right, it's talking about a third brother. It doesn't say if he comes out, has beer with the Katana, he can give her again. The reason is because the Bryce is going like Chachamim. Therefore, if the Yavam would have relations with the Ketana, her Bia would not exempt her. Because the sister who is the Chareshes is married to the Yavam who he has partial marriage with. And the Ketana who is the Yavama is Achos Ishto. So her Bia is a Bia Psula, which does not get her out of the Zika. And therefore, you can't say that. Says the Gemara, no. Imishim halo iria. That's not a proof. That's not a good proof. Chareshes, the less late kanta de hetera. Chareshes had no way of getting out of the marriage in a mutter way because he can't have relations with her because she's achos ishto. And you can't do a chalitza to her. Ketani takanta de isura. So it tells you what to do in a case where you violated the isra and you had relations. But ketana, de isla takanta de hetera. But a katana that you did have a mutter way out of it, namely waiting till she gets older and giving her a chalitza, lo tani takanta di sura. It doesn't state that case, so it's not a riot necessarily from that case. Okay. All right, let's do the new Mishnah. That case was a little bit hairy, the ratio of the Raisa, but let's go to the new Mishnah. We're done with this case now, but at the end of the day, the important thing to realize from that case was that two things. Number one, Rav Chista in the name of Rav is correct that a ketana is considered to be suffolk married and suffolk not married, but a chareshes is half married. That's the one thing that we learn. And the other thing is that there's a machlokas rabbanan against Rabbi Nechemi whether a bia psula exempts you from chalitza, and we hold like chachamim that a Bia Psula does not exempt you from Chalitza. Those are the two Yisodos that come out. Okay, new Mishnah. Mishaya Nasa L'shtei Yisomos Ketanos Umeis. A guy was married to two Ketanos, and he dies. Uba Yavam Al Harishona, V'chazar Uba Al Hashnia, and a Yavam comes and has relations with both of them. Osheba Achiv Al Hashnia. This is the case we just quoted. Lo Pasal Es Harishona. So both of them are married equally midrabanan. And both of these have a status of a suffolk marriage, like we said beforehand. They're both like a suffolk marriage. And therefore, the yibum of the yavam is also midrabanan, suffolk yibum. And they're both equal. And therefore, if it's a good marriage, so the yibum of the first one is a good yibum, so she's kanei to him, only he's the marriage. If he goes and has relations with the second one, it's mamisha bi'ilas nus. It's achos. Once he did yibum to the first one, that's good. So the second one's mamish like a bi'as nus. So the first one does not become usar on him. Right, so the first one doesn't become us on him because the second one's mom is like a bias nus. And if you tell me that a bia of a katana, that the kinyan of a katana is nothing, so they're both like women that are totally not, there's no zika. And therefore, he can marry both of them. Yeah, they weren't sisters here. They weren't sisters, right? They're not sisters, so you can marry both of them. Right? So again, to repeat, a guy is married to two ketanos, right? And the guy dies. So the brother, if he has relations with both of them, he's okay. Mamanavshach. If they were both married, so he's really only married to the first one. The second one is a bias nus. So there's no problem. He doesn't have to divorce his first wife. He can stay married to the first wife. And if neither of them were really married, we said before that marriage with a katana, suffic nothing, suffic everything. Suffic a full marriage, suffic nothing. If it's a full marriage, so the first one was yibum. The second one is znus. He's not allowed to do yibum to her. It's znus. He doesn't have to divorce his first wife. And if neither of them were really married, then he can marry both of them. It's not a problem. He can marry, because neither of them were married. So there's no zika at all. It's just like he's marrying two girls from the street. So there's no problem. What's that?
If the girl then wants to do mian, can she do that with a yavam?
So that we saw earlier. Can you do mian with a yavam? We had a whole discussion about that. We did learn it. We had a machlokas. That's a machlokas when you can do mian with a yavam. V'chein shtei chershos. Same thing applies with two deaf girls. Exactly the same thing. Because the kinyan is the rabbanan. It's the same. As long as the kinyan is the same, then this halacha applies. However, now it starts to get exciting. Here we go. Ketana v'chareshes. Let's say a guy's married to two women. One is a ketana, and one is a chareshes. Ketana v'chareshes. Bo yavam ala ketana v'chazar ba'ala chareshes. If the yavam has relations with the ketana first, and then he has relations with the chareshes. So let's try to read this assuming that the ketana suffic full, suffic nothing, and the chareshes is half, because that's what we ultimately said. So, ketana v'chareshes. Ba yav malak ketana v'chazar ba'ala chareshes, o sheba ochi ba'ala chareshes, pasal es ha-ketana. So in this case, if you have relations with the ketana, and afterwards had relations with the chareshes, you have to divorce the ketana. It's a gzeres chachamim. Because even though if you have relations with the ketana first, this is what we just saw in the end of the last sugya. Even though if you have relations with the ketana first, followed by the chareshes, you really shouldn't have to divorce the ketana. Chazal made you divorce her because we're afraid for a case of where you have relations with the chareshes first and then the ketana, and that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem. Because maybe, if you have relations with the chareshes first, that's a half kinyan. And then you'll have relations with the ketana, maybe that's a full kinyan. And if that's true, you can't do that. The chareshes will be usher on you because you're really married to the ketana. So now you're not going to be married to the chareshes, as we explained in the Gemara beforehand. Ba yavam ala chareshes v'chazar ba'ala ketana. If in fact you had relations first with the chareshes, you did yibam to the chareshes first and then the ketana, o sheba achav ala ketana, or another yavam, pasal sachareshes. It's usher if you have relations with the chareshes first and then you have relations with the ketana, so then you have to divorce your wife, the chareshes. You're not allowed to stay married to the chareshes because maybe the bio, the ketana, is a full kinyan. So the bio with the ketana interferes with your yibam on the chareshes, because chareshes is only half married and ketana might be full married. So therefore you have more zika to the ketana than the chareshes. So if you had relations with the chareshes first and then with the ketana, the relations with the ketana knocks out your yibam with the chareshes and you have to now divorce the chareshes. So there's an isser of shnei mesim with the chareshes. So therefore, you're not allowed to do yibum to her. You have to divorce her. So even though, if you marry the ketana first, so that should work, but we're afraid maybe you'll marry the chareshes first. And that's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, pikachas v'chareshes. Let's say the two wives were not a ketana and a chareshes, but it was a fully grown, regular. The guy was married to two wives. One was a pikachas, one was a full marriage with a regular 20-year-old girl who can hear. And one of them was a 20-year-old girl who can't hear. So one was Kiddushin d'Oraisa, and one was Kiddushin d'Rabbanan. And then he dies. Ba yavam ala pikachas v'chazav ala chareshes. Said, osha ba achav ala chareshes. Lo pasal sa pikachas. Right? So then, the marriage with the pikachas was 100% good yibum. And the chareshes is if he has relations with the chareshes afterwards, so it's meaningless as far as the marriage with the pikachas, and therefore it doesn't interfere in it. However, what happens if you do it the other way around? Ba'al ha-chareshes, if first you have relations with the kinyan derabanan, the chazar ba'al ha-pikachas, ba'al ha-pikachas, pasal ha-chareshes. So the bia with the pikachas disqualifies your bia with the chareshes, and you have to divorce her. You're not allowed to stay married to the chareshes. You have to divorce her. Gidolok tana. Let's say, it's same case. A guy's married to a 20-year-old girl and a 10-year-old girl. And then he dies. And the 20-year-old and the 10-year-old fall in front of his brother. If the Yavam had relations first with the girl who had Zika do Raisa, following that he had relations with the girl who had Zika do Rabbanan, lo pasal sa gdola. Doesn't disqualify the gdola. Because midoraisa, it's nothing. The Yibum Daraisa disqualifies the Yibum Midrabani. You got to get rid of her. It would be Ashes Shnei Mason. Rabbi Elazar says, Malamdim Aktana Shetemayin Bo. Like we said earlier, this is not the same case that we had earlier, but it's similar to the case that we had earlier. Right? The case we had earlier was, One guy's married to a gdola, one guy's married to a katana, and one of the husband dies, so then we're malam demes a katana lamayin. This is a case where one guy's married to both of them, and the guy dies, two of them fall in front of the brother. Rabbi Lazar says, we teach the katana to do miyun. And once he does miyun, so he was never married. So therefore the bia with the yavam won't be at all, and therefore he can stay married to the gdola. Right? So if he was ba yavam al ktana, the chazar ba'al gdola, like Yitzchak said, we teach the ktana to do miyun. Turns out she was never married, so then it doesn't disqualify the marriage with the gdola. So he could stay married to the gdola. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. That's confusing. I read the Mishmah Halacha Rabbi Elazar. So Shmuel said Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Shemur the Tana, that we teach the Ketana to do Mian. V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pedasta Amora Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Shemur the Tana. Now the Gemara says Utsricha. Why do we need Rabbi Elazar telling us that we teach the Ketana to do Mian? By both cases, the case what we had like five daf ago, which was where one guy was married to the gedola and one guy was married to the katana, we teach the katana to do miyun. And this case, where one guy's married to both of them and both of them fall in front of the brother for yibum. Why do we need to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar the Tana, that we teach the katana to do miyun in both cases? It's richa. Diyei marbaha kamaisa. If you want to tell me this by the first case, which was the Mishnah earlier, by a Yavama Gedola that falls in front of Yibum to a brother who was married to her sister, the Ketana, v'hachkam ha-shmol ha-krab ha-lezer, maybe only over there Shmuel said, that loves a grab ha-lezer, mishum, delo kiya mitzvah Yibum, because the Yavam didn't do any mitzvah Yibum at all. And if the Ketana does miyun, so the Yavam will be able to do Yibum. Aval Baha, but in our case, he already did Yibum. In our case, the Ikaye Mitzvah Yibum, he already did Yibum with the Gedola. Ema Tarvayo Lifku Beget, maybe get rid of both of them. Maybe don't tell her to do Miyun. You already did the Mitzvah, so now you can divorce both of them. Viashmin and Baha, if you'd only tell it in our Mishnah, I might have thought only over here, Mishum, the Gedola, Rami Kameh, because the Gedola, there's also a mitzvah Yibum with the Gedola. So maybe you should teach her to do Mian so you could really do Yibum with the Gedola. Aval Idach, but in the other case, lo, maybe we won't tell the Ketana to do Mian because the Yavama Gedola is Achos Ishto. So there's no Chi of Yibum at all. Sricha. Therefore, we need both cases to teach me that she does Mian. Next Mishnah. Yavam katan sheba al yavam ktana. A 9-year-old yavam that has relations with a 5-year-old yavama. Yigdalu zemze. So if they have relations, the 9-year-old with the 5-year-old, they're allowed to stay married and wait till they both become gedolim, and then the marriage will become a marriage d'oraisa. And when they become gedolim, he can divorce her, but not before that, because get of a katan is not a get. And this heter would also be a katan who had who did yibum to a gedola. Ba al yivam a gedola, same thing. Tigadlenu, she waits till he becomes a gedola, and then if he wants, he can divorce her. Hayivama she amra besoch shloshim yom lo nivalti. A yivama who says within 30 days he never had relations with me, and he divorced me with a get, and she wants a chalitza because since they never had relations, so he they never did ibum. If he never did ibum, he needs a chalitza. So he claims I had relations with her. She says no. We were married for 30 days. He never had relations with me. I need a chalitza. I'm out of here. Kofen oso sheyachlotzla. We believe her and we force him to give her a chalitza because we say it's possible that he held himself back from having relations with her for 30 days. However, la'achash shloshim yom, if this is more than 30 days, there's no way they didn't have relations. La'achash shloshim yom, mevakshin him and a sheyachlotzla. We ask him to give her a chalitza, but if he refuses, we'll see why in the Gemara he might refuse. Why isn't this a case of kofen al midas tum? He doesn't lose anything. Why don't we force him? We'll see. Tosfos asks the kasha. We'll see.
Is this just katanas or everyone?
Anyone.
So how does it connect to the first piece?
We will see. We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. Well, it's only connected in the sense that it's a case of where you're waiting along, you're
it's
waiting.
The link is compelling someone to do chalitza. Isn't that the first case we say that he has to do chalitza, and this is another case where we say he has to do chalitza?
Maybe in the next case. Let's see in a second. I'm not sure. It's a very good question. If he admits that after 30 days he did not have relations with her, we force him to do a chalitza. If a woman swears while her husband's alive that if you ever die and I fall before that guy, I'm never getting any benefit from him, we force him to divorce we force him to divorce her because she said he can't have relations with her. But if she only makes that neder after the husband dies, so then we don't force him. We ask him to do it because we don't want to penalize him because it looks like it's not just that she didn't like him. She's bedafka trying to get rid of the yibum, and she's not allowed to do that. If she intended to stop the yibum even while the husband's alive, we don't force him. We ask him because it's not his fault. She's the one who ruined things here, so we don't force him because she made a neder. Says the Gemara, Lema masnisin delo kerabi meir. Let us say the Mishnah that says that a katan can remain till they become a gedola with the katana, and then he can divorce her, is against Rabbi Meir. Deciding on the Braisa. Rameir is the one who holds a katan uktana cannot do chalitza and can't do yibum because he's afraid maybe she's an islandess and maybe he's a sris. Rameir in all of Shas is chayshin and lemiuta. He's worried about far out possibilities. So here, why can a katan uktana lo choltzim v'lo misyabin? Because he's worried, maybe he's a saris, or she's an islandess, and there is no yibum by such a case. because they can't have kids. And therefore, it's an Isser Eishes Ach. So how come our Mishnah says they could stay married by a katan and a katana? If they do yibum, they could stay married. It's against Rav Meir. Answers the Gemara, Afil Tem Rav Meir. No, you could say the Mishnah is going to make Kikam Rav Meir. When did Rav Meir say that they're not allowed to do yibum? Gidola lekatan uktana legadol. If one of them was a gadol, the chabinai be the yisurahi. Aval katan abal uktana tarvai ki adadi ninu. Since they're both under bar bas mitzvah, and no one's going to get punished for this, lo amar. So Rav Meir wouldn't say. Ask the Gemara, come on, v'haktani ba al yivam gadola tikad lenu. Answer the Gemara, I'm Rav Chinuch Chaza ba shai. That's b'diavad. Ask the Gemara, v'tigad lenu come on. It says they're allowed to stay married. D'chol bio bia di surahu kontra Rav Meir. Says Gemara, you're right. El machfar to masis in the local Rav Meir. You're right. The mission is against Rav Meir. A katan and a katana are allowed to stay married according to the mission until they become a gadol. That's against Rav Meir, who said that they're not allowed to do yibum at all. Says the Gemara. Now, the Chachamim who argue in Rav Meir, they say a katan is allowed to do yibum. Says the Gemara, Kari Khan, what do you mean? They're not capable of having kids. Lahakim lachiv shem, v'hai lav bar hachiyu. A katan is not royal aholi. So how in the world did they permit him to do yibum? His bia is a bia, but he's not allowed to have kids. Kari Khan, Lahakim Lachim Shame, Bahai Lab Bar Hokihu. Am Rabbi, Amar Kra, Yivama Yavoala, Kolduhu. Abai says, yeah, even though right now he can't have kids, the Torah says, Yivama Yavoala, as long as he's going to be able to have kids later, he's allowed to do Yibum now. Rava Amar, Belav Hokhi Nami, Lomatsa Samers. Rava says, even without the Pasuk, you can't say that it's usher for a katan to yibum. Mi kamidi dehashta siule ulubasa shai to sharia vamir de marav kol yom shein ani kor b'shasta fi vamir vola. If you can't do yibum now, harehi keishes ach sheish lebanim vasura. So from the fact that you can't say that now it's usher, later it's become mutter. So it's mutter already now. Emachanami, maybe you'll say really it's true. There should be no yibum in such a case. Amakra. Even a yavam who's one day old can do yibum, even though he can't have kids now, but since he has the potential to have kids later, it's considered to be a kasher yibum right away. Says the Gemara, Yavama she'amar b'sok shloshim yom v'chulu, lo nivalti. We force him to do chalitza to her. Man tal da'at klasin yom mukim min shanaf she. Who's the author of this opinion that says, up until 30 days, it's possible that if a person's married to a girl, up until 30 days, maybe he didn't have relations. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, Desanya, Tainus Pesulin. Ah, introduction to Ksubis. Let's get ready for Ksubis. Tainus Pesulin, the very first mission in Ksubis. Here it goes. A guy marries a girl, and he says, Lo matzasli bitcha Pesulin. She wasn't a Pesulin. Tainus Pesulin. Kol shloshim yom. So, if a guy and a girl get married, so within 30 days, he still can claim. He can make the claim within 30 days. We don't say, no, maybe he had relations with her right away. No, maybe he just had relations with her 30 days later, because up to 30 days, he could hold himself back. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nister al Alter, if they were had yichud right away, so that if they in Nistar, if he had yichud with her, so then la'alter. He's only believed if he makes the claim the next morning that she wasn't a basula and she loses her ksuba. But after a lot of time passes, no. Lo nistara, if they didn't have yichud, only then can he claim af la'acha kamashanu. Rabba Amar, afil tema Rabbi Yossi. Ad kalon kam Rabbi Yossi hasam elabaru sasa de gispa. That's only where they were engaged. Aval eshes achiv. Mivz's buzzes mine, but if it's his brother's wife, he's embarrassed, and therefore even Rabbi Yossi would admit that he could hold himself back after 30 days by the case of the Yibum case. Even if it's by your wife who you're engaged to, there you're going to have relations right away because he has a taiva for her. But by the Yavam, he doesn't have such a taiva, maybe he can hold himself back 30 days. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a great day.
Rabbi, we're busy saying that the bishop can't be Rabbi Meir.